flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
All right, let's get a freshwater fishing report from Blaine Salter checking in with us from Salter's Jigging Poles. Blaine, good morning. What can you tell us, man? We ought to be in prime season, if not very close to it.
Well, yeah, you hit the nail on the head. You know, welcome to the time of year where your hopes get up really, really high and you can really be successful. And then the following day, you can scratch your head and go, why do I even chase this fishery? But some good news is that the turkey hunters are now scheduled to get off of the water. And some of our local areas are showing up just unbelievable numbers. Last week, if I didn't get 15 sets of pictures from anglers in that Jack Miller's area just before, you know, Bayou Pigeon, if you're coming from LA1, the Jack Miller's Bay Natchez area, I bet you produced more limits this year than you can imagine. I mean, folks I know that couldn't catch a sackalay if they tried were catching limits. And, you know, it's a Facebook really works when if you don't believe in the power of social media. But I got a phone call. Blaine, there's 140 boats at Jack Miller's landing on a Tuesday. You know, yeah, that the fish, yeah, are biting when that many boats are out. But they are hot, and then they are not. You know, this is the time of year where we're scheduled to have that small rise in the river all the way up to about March 29th. It looks like. And you know what happens in that slow rise? You can still get them, but your timing has got to be right where you're right before these couple days of the cold front. So if you're going fishing, you better get out there this morning because the next couple days are looking pretty bad. But the reports, you know, on the opposite side of the spillway have been very good, and the spillway is a little unpredictable. I heard a few good reports in the Grand River area, you know, on the map, it's called the Upper Flats, but we call those the Grand River Flats. If you remember, Bob Scares was famous for making many TV shows with my dad in that area, and it's probably the most picturesque area in the whole entire basin. And you can get in there right now, but you got to catch it. The water's on a little rise, so the water's a little mucked up in that part of the spillway. But the Bob Marigold area was producing just big fish. You know, there's a lot of deep holes throughout that part of the spillway. And if you know where they are, if you can fish off of those fish move in and out, and they're kind of in a post-spawn pattern. You know, in the Lake Barrett area, we're getting a lot of calls where we were catching inland, you know, inside the bayous, but now they've moved to kind of a post-spawn area, and everybody's more successful in the lake, but you better watch your wind conditions on that lake because you can get caught up real fast on the wrong side of it. And if you've ever been there, you know, it can get dangerous pretty quick. But the Shell Beach side is producing on the treetops, especially on the outside of the areas of some of the surrounding bayous that the fall, when you catch that lake on a fall or on a low tide, you know, Lake Verrett, it's so affected by the tide. And it's this time of the month, it's time to go and fish the laydowns in the lake. And, I tell you, we still argue a lot. My favorite bait there is just the blue and white, and I've got people that use all kind of colors. But when you catch them in the right time in a spawn, you catch them.
Got it. You mentioned a lot of spots, Jack Miller's, Bay Natchez, Pigeon, Spillway, Lake Verrett. Would you say that blue and white bait that is probably the hot bait, and how do you work it to be successful this time of the year?
Well, what you have to do is be able to fish the shallow and that blue and white. I use a tube jig. Now, a lot of folks have gone to a hair jig, but the key to working that bait is you want to have the lightest bait possible so you can slow the fall of that bait. I think that's probably one of the most important things, and I'm biased because I love a blue and white. just because the water clarity calls for a blue and white right now. And that water has started to fall, and that blackish water's finally gotten out of the woods. And that color just seems to be one that works. But the key to that is go with the lightest bait possible, a 1/64th or nothing more than a 1/32nd, because you're trying to slow the fall of that bait to pick off where those fish are holding. And they can be anywhere from 2 to 3 feet of water in those areas out into a post-spawn pattern in 6 and 7 feet. So we've been successful on both sides of that aisle. You know, we fished a tournament a few weeks back where we were catching fish in 2 feet of water, and out the other side we were live scoping and catching in 8 feet of water at the same time. So the spawn on the spillway side and the opposite side are two totally different times, because those water temperatures get right at different times. So it's hard to predict the spawn here in Louisiana, unlike up north in the reservoirs. You can time it perfectly. Here it's still unpredictable, because we're still catching fish with plenty of eggs, and then we're catching fish with, you know, they've already released and gone. So we're right in the middle of that area where we don't know if they're for sure spawning or not, but it's on, because you can catch fish in just a lot of different depths. But the key is get out there before the crowd gets there, because it's still unbelievable. I'm still looking for the bass fishermen. You know, I used to go out and go fishing and see, say, 8 to 10 bass fishermen for every 2 crappie fishermen or saccalade fishermen, and now it seems like it's the total opposite. I'm looking for these bass guys to get back on the water.
Yeah, and like you said, the turkey hunters are clearing out, so it's making room for more folks. Well, I tell you, I'm with you on that blue and white. My second choice is, of course, the black and chartreuse when that Catawba worm time comes around. Blaine, what I'd like you to do is try to keep an eye on the Tickfaw and the Tangipahoa rivers, because, you know, they suffered from Hurricane Ida. There was some fish kills there where there weren't many fish kills in other areas, and it really hurt the fishing, but it made kind of a comeback last year, and I'm hoping it'll make a full comeback this year. So if you get some reports from that area.
I did get a report.
I did get one report.
The Tickfaw had a gentleman, you know, he does fish with live scope. You know, some of the old schoolers are starting to finally warm up to that live scope or the live sonar technology because of just of how much dead water it allows you to eliminate. And he did catch, let's see, I got reports of 10 to 15, and they were all males, but in deeper water. So that kind of lets me know, hey, they may have not fully spawned there. They may still be right in the middle of it. But I think it was about 2 miles inland from Marpaw, mm-hmm. you know, in the laydowns in the Tickfaw. So those areas, and a lot of the locals keep it there. A lot of folks don't travel to go there, but you know, you put live sonar on your boat, it doesn't limit you where you can go. You can always go and scan and find fish. Doesn't mean you can catch them, but what a tool it is just to eliminate dead water and make your time more successful if you have it on the water.
Very good. I'm glad you got that report, and good to hear that those rivers are back on the rebound. Blaine, anything else before you go?
Oh, I wanted to say thank you for a couple weeks ago. I got a hold of Chris over at Martian Bayou, and I'm looking forward to that in a few weeks, being a part of that event.
Well, good. But, you can do a report live on location. We'll be doing the show there with you.
Oh, well, that'll be great. And then I'll be traveling. I got invited, of all places, they invited me to the Bassmaster Classic coming up next week. So I fly in Friday. I got to meet a little fella. He might be a little famous. His name is Jimmy Houston. If you ever heard of him, he was down at the Louisiana Sportsman a couple weeks back at these shows.
Well, that's 60-year-old guy with bangs, isn't that him?
Yeah, he got to see a demonstration, and I got to show him one. I tell you what, I got him to take those glasses off and look at me, and he said, "Son, the apple don't fall far from the tree." So he knew Dad from years ago. So it was awesome to see. See that people across the country, even though we didn't have the internet those times of year, how those famous guys all knew each other. So it's going to be quite an honor,
and you certainly deserve it. And Blaine, people can tell you hello at the Sportsman, the Outdoor Expo going on at Lamar Dixon. You're going to be set up there today, so I want to invite people to stop by and talk a little fishing with you, because that's one of the things you do so well, just like your dad.
Well, I appreciate it, Don. Well, we'll be there today, and then it's showtime, so I'll be traveling. And then come April, though, I'm taking some time off, and I'm going to try to get off on some water and give these shows a little break. It's the showtime of year, but it starts to slow down a little bit in April. I can finally see some water time.
Sounds good. Thanks for the report, Blaine. We really appreciate it, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
All right. That's Blaine Salto. We'll catch up with him next.